Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Great stuff as always from, he's about to call too, so just go ahead and he's about to call in, Khaki Kev. All right, welcome back in. It's Fan After Dark. We got our boy Mark Ryan, who is about to jump on with us here in just a smidge. Any all you Tolos and Fatties out there that listen to the Infinity Sports Network, there's a good chance that you have heard our boy Mark Ryan. He usually jumps on Saturday afternoons after Blake and I are done on the air. If there's not college football or whatever else is going on or a Rangers game, you're going to hear the one, the only, Mr. Mark Ryan. Let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome, Mr. Mark Ryan. We were former teammates over at Sports Radio 610 in Houston, and here we are reconvening once again, him in Detroit, me in Dallas. Mark, it is always good to hear from you, my man. Love to see that you're kicking ass and taking names, and of course, always enjoy hearing you there on the Infinity Sports Network. And let's call it what it is. We've got a tale of two teams going on right now. You've got your Detroit Lions, who, you know, look, they were a Super Bowl contender. They've been one of the best teams in the NFL the last couple of years, and they're kind of trending in one direction. Now you got this Dallas Cowboy team who, after making some moves at the deadline, seems to be, you know, heading the right direction. What the hell's going on with the Fighting Dan Campbells?
Freddie D, great to be on with you again, man. What a small world our business is, and you and I have kind of kept in some contact all this time, and it's great to reconnect with you. Congratulations on all that you've got going on.
Appreciate
as well.
Appreciate you, sir.
So, yeah, man, look, if it happens one time, it's a blip. If it happens twice, it's a trend. The Detroit Lions have completely fallen apart by way of injuries 2 years in a row. And there's competing factions on this here in Detroit. There's, you know, it's, okay, well, what can you do? It's injuries. But I'm of the belief, man, when this happens 2 years in a row, when you're in the middle of a title window, you got to look at everything you're doing. For example, 28% more lower leg injuries are suffered on artificial turf than grass. Buffalo, Green Bay, for instance, colder temperatures, average temperatures, December, January, February. They play outdoors. They play on grass. Why don't you? What are you doing with recovery? What are you doing with training? What are you doing with supplementation? What are you doing with nutrition? I think the Lions really, Fred, have to look at everything, because this is now 2 years in a row where this has happened. Now, I will say this, it has been 56 games since the Detroit Lions lost two games in a row. And, well, there was an old famous war general that said reports of our demise were greatly exaggerated. Folks might be saying that about the Lions after Thursday.
When you look at Amon-Ra St. Brown, Brock Wright, both your tackles, and Kirby Joseph, and then now we got Terrion Arnold, which of those injuries scare you the most in this matchup against the Cowboys?
You know what? It's going to surprise you, but it's honestly Brock Wright, because the tight end plays such an integral role in this offense. They have a lot of faith in him after Sam Laporta. When you have neither guy, you know, if Sam Laporta's a 10, they think Brock Wright can be about a 7.5 for them. And then there's a massive drop off after that, where you just essentially don't have a tight end in the offense anymore. The receivers Jared Goff is most comfortable with, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Sam Laporta, now you have neither. You also have an offensive line that's a shell of its former self. Guys, I want you to keep this in mind. You have Hall of Famer Frank Ragnow at center last year. You have multiple times Pro Bowler Kevin Zeitler at guard. You have Taylor Decker, who's almost at full health. Now you have Taylor Decker at 50%, no Kevin Zeitler, no Frank Ragnow. Even Penei Sewell's a bit banged up, and your starter at guard, Christian Mahogany, is still out. It is unbelievable what this team has sustained via injury. And as I was saying, guys, you got to look at everything.
Now we look at this defense, and before we get to the defense, just the overall, you know, you lose Aaron Glenn, you lose Ben Johnson. Obviously, we know what those two are doing and kind of having, you know, Ben's obviously got the number one team in the NFC. Aaron, well, it's the Jets. So that's a whole other conversation for another time. How do you think Dan Campbell has, you know, guided this team with new play callers? And, well, obviously, he's the play caller, but with new coordinators. And was that as big of a loss as we think it was? Or is it more health?
So, yeah, five times in NFL history, a team has lost both coordinators in the same offseason. On average, those teams were only one game worse the following year. I don't know that Aaron Glenn was this huge loss. I think Kelvin Shepard has stepped up admirably in his stead. The defense has improved from 20th last year to 12th this year, even amidst all the injuries. I think, honestly, gentlemen, John Morton is a huge swing and a miss at offensive coordinator. What they needed to do was to continue to go out and find a young offensive mind, kind of the next Ben Johnson. What they did was kind of hire an old hat familiar with Dan Campbell. And, you know, Dan Campbell can sweep it under the rug all he wants, you know, taking over the play calling. Guys, under the big deal, little deal, or no deal game, that's about as big a deal as you could have. How many offensive coordinators are stripped of play calling midway through the season? You know, and Dan Campbell wants to, you know, continue to prop up his guy, and I still have a lot of belief in John Morton. Hasn't given him the play calling back. Dan Campbell's obviously rusty at this, out of practice, trying to manage everything, along with the play calling at the same time. It's just been a mess.
Would you say if the Lions were to lose on Thursday and maybe continue on the losing path, would you say that the Detroit Lions window has closed from when 2 years ago and even the last couple years they've been a Super Bowl contender?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I wouldn't, because, you know, I think at quarterback, you're obviously good enough. You know, I was thinking about this today, guys. Dak Prescott or Jared Goff, which one of the two would a majority of Americans take if they had the choice? But the reality is, I think Jared Goff is good enough. I think you have enough faith in the guys who are out via injury that if when they come back, you can very well be a Super Bowl contender again. But I'll tell you, the big misses, the last two drafts, first and second round pick last year, Terrion Arnold, Ennis Rakestraw Jr. Ennis Rakestraw hasn't even played. Terrion Arnold, again, when he's playing, he's not playing great. He's playing half the time, and then he's out hurt again. Tate Ratledge, the second round pick, the guard out of Georgia, has been banged up. And Tyleik Williams, the first round pick last year, was considered a bit of a reach. The Lions wanted James Pierce. They tried to make a move up to get James Pierce in the draft. Atlanta got him. Tyleik Williams has not really fit that bill either. So Brad Holmes, who has knocked it out of the park in previous drafts, the last two not so well. When you combine that with all the injuries, you have a perfect storm, and you guys are right. I mean, two teams totally headed in opposite directions. This line, if you follow this up to Thursday night, I think it's going to be one of the more fascinating things you've ever seen, because it's been a line in favor of the Lions where all of conventional wisdom is on the other side.
Mark Ryan of the Infinity Sports Network, also 97 The Ticket in Detroit. He's the in-game host for the Detroit Lions as well. And so kind of to piggyback a little bit off of what Blake was saying, you know, this, you guys are, what, 7-5 right now. If you lose again, now you're 7-6. Now you're falling back into the hole. All right, now we're getting into wild card territory. And, of course, we know, like, that's a log jam in and of itself. If this team fails to make the playoffs this season, what kind of expectations do you have of, all right, are we going to see kind of a Philadelphia Eagles style house cleaning of, you know, coordinators? Are we going to see Brad Holmes kind of maybe do some wholesale changes, you know, of offensive and defensive personnel? I mean, what's kind of in store if this team doesn't make the playoffs, and God forbid, well, at least from a Detroit perspective, if they lose to the Cowboys on Thursday?
It'd be cataclysmic. Absolutely cataclysmic when you factor in the expectations that we're seeing for the team thus far this year. I do not think you would see wholesale changes. What you should see is that, and this is what has bothered fans here in Detroit about both the baseball president and general manager Scott Harris and Brad Holmes, two-time reigning NFL executive of the year and admittedly one of the best in the business. But his big mistake, Fred, is that he says the Lions do not have a title window. They don't believe in a title window, that their aim is to be good every single year. Gentlemen, the Green Bay Packers had less cap room than the Lions did. They go out and get Micah Parsons. Now, they didn't get Micah Parsons because it might cost you Sam Laporta, Jahmyr Gibbs, Brian Branch, maybe two of those three in the future. But give me a break, guys. You acquire Micah Parsons, you win the Super Bowl this year. I mean, you've got one of the most feared defensive lines ever. In the meantime, the Packers get them. They're now the game-wrecking franchise. There needs to be a more fundamental understanding that when you are close, you go all in. Mm-hmm. Fans don't give a damn about making the playoffs every year. As a matter of fact, 82% of my listeners told me they'd rather win one Super Bowl and be mediocre the other 9 years of the decade than be really good for 10 years and never win the Super Bowl. Brad Holmes runs the Lions in direct opposition of that.
Last one for me here. What do you expect kind of the game flow to be like on Thursday? What do you expect the Lions to come out and try to exploit? And then if you want to give us a score prediction, that'd be great.
You know what, guys? Look, the greatest predictor of future behavior is what? Previous behavior. Mm-hmm. The Lions have historically been at their best when everyone's counting them out. I happen to think that the 56 consecutive games without losing – two games in a row by Dan Campbell means something. Whenever you feel like this, and we felt like this earlier in the year with all four secondary starters out, and then you heard of the Legion of Doom, the Legion of Whom stepped in for Detroit and found a way to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 24-9, I think they find a way. It's harder to find the how of that. You've got to get pressure on Dak Prescott, period, end of story. Aiden Hutchinson has got to come up big. And then you got to have a massive day from Jahmyr Gibbs. You know, we've said about the Cowboys forever. With that offense, if they can just be average on defense, they're going to be a feared team. And with Quinn and Williams, Dallas is average on defense, if not a little bit better. But I would say pressure on Dak is exhibit 1A in terms of what Detroit has to do, Blake.
All right, get you out of here with this. How legit are you Detroit Pistons, and can we offer you or interest you in an Anthony Davis?
Can you believe that's been floated? Who in the hell in their right mind would want to pay anything for that guy?
Everybody.
Fred, the best
Come on,
ability
man. Come
is
on.
Availability. The
Look,
second best ability is reliability. There's a reason Chuck calls him street clothes, right?
Mark, he's not on the injury list for tomorrow's game. So I'm just telling you. I'm just telling
30
you.
30 the other night.
Okay. 30 okay. And okay. 30 and 12 last night. I mean, the numbers don't lie.
You guys tell me, what would it take to get him on Detroit?
Cade Cunningham, and I'll tell you what, we'll take a second. Okay? Cade Cunningham in a second. Take him off your hands for free.
Throw in Jaden Hardy.
Throw in a Jaden Hardy. Tell you what, you can have Frank Vogel too. All right? We'll give you Frank Vogel. We'll give you Jaden Hardy, Anthony Davis, and all we need is a second round pick and Cade Cunningham. Boom, done.
I'll give you Tobias Harris in an old ballpark hot dog.
Hey, go ahead.
Let's call it a deal, my friend. No, man, the Pistons, I ran a poll, Fred. Which team here is closest to a championship? Keep in mind, season before last, they're 14-68.
Yeah.
Last year, first team in NBA history to triple their win total. The Pistons won the vote closest to a title here in Detroit.
You know as well as anybody, that Eastern Conference is wide open, and I think it's time we start putting some respect on our boy J.B. Bickerstaff's name. I'll tell you what, great stuff from you as always, Mark. We'll do this again when we will talk Pistons in a couple weeks. But, hey, enjoy the game on Thursday night. Like I said, I know you'll be busy. We'll be watching the game as well, and we look forward to hearing from you or hearing you on the Infinity Sports Network as well, man. Good to hear you.
Fred, continued success to you, man. Thanks for the reconnect, and great to join you guys. Have a great one.
Always. The one, the only, Mark Ryan, 97 The Ticket in Detroit, as well as the Infinity Sports Network. All right, coming up next, let's talk a little NFL. We got the NFL stack coming up. We got some Cowboys to get into, and then, of course, some Fair or Foul in the 8 o'clock hour. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.